Yo, what's the deal, cuz?
Hey, what's the deal, cuz? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I'm Dre Chili, by the way.
And I'm AZ Shan.
And this is What's the Deal, Cuz?
Yes, the podcast where we discuss topics pertaining to the Black experience.
We hope you guys tune into the podcast regularly and that you enjoy the actual audio experience with us. Thank you.
Oh, man,
I hope this is not true. I haven't found a reliable news source that can confirm it yet. But everybody,
the streets are talking, man. They saying Kevin Samuels is dead.
Well,
I can't believe it, man. This,
I can't believe
crazy
it
if it's true.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about that, unfortunately, if the man has, you know, passed away, is that I think that in the short amount of time that he was an internet sensation, he did provide a lot of great, important, positive content, whether you agree with a lot of his positions or you didn't. I think that there was a lot of truth in regards to the message that he brought forth to the general masses, but sometimes his delivery or approach could be kind of bullyish for the fact that I think that when you have a large audience like that, and a person is willing to put themselves in a public sphere, some risk and responsibility, there is a tactful way in which sometimes you can respond to a person. So, but it's very unfortunate if he ended his day. What is your general thoughts or opinion on that?
Honestly, I was just surfing the web. I was on Facebook, man, when I heard the news. And I was like, are they for real? Like, are they for real that he passed away? So I had to look it up. And we don't have any reputable sources yet. But it's like, you know, a bunch of the YouTube bloggers have all talked about it and released it. I think Tasha K has said that someone who spoke with the police officer who was at the scene confirmed it, along with, like, some members of his fraternity that are friends with him on Twitter had confirmed it and said their condolences. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are saying online they're waiting to see if TMZ breaks the news. I don't know if TMZ gonna break the news, because I'm not sure if he was in the sphere of influence at the TMZ level.
Of course. He's a anytime, you know, the average little mixtape rapper or somebody like that, where anytime they might have an arrest or something of that nature, Kevin Samuels is popular enough to where I'm quite sure that Harvey Levin and people at TMZ are familiar with some of his work.
I'm sure, like, they're familiar with him. I'm just trying to think, like, because he kind of was still in the beginning stages, so to speak. He'd been doing the YouTube thing for some years, but in terms of him going viral, that's really been within the past, like, 2 or 3 years, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't know if he's reached the level of, like what's the guy I'm thinking of, the guy that's everybody labels a Hotep that had the school that he was trying to build.
Dr. Umar Johnson.
Dr. Umar Johnson. I don't think he's reached that level where if something happened, like TMZ breaking it. But
this is popular. He's just as popular. If someone is usually familiar with, say, a Dr. Umar Johnson, a Tariq Nasheed, or somebody like that, Kevin Samuels is not too far behind in terms of social media following or fan base. Right?
So maybe, I mean, I'm thinking TMZ going to probably break the news probably like tomorrow or something, because they're more likely to want to get like actual sources or something. Like, they're going to want to like get hospital reports or something like that, that more so, because everybody online is just talking about it, and a few news outlets like in Atlanta have actually, you know, at first they said allegedly, but now they're like more so being like confirming of the information. But I want to wait to see what happens, because I think for him to be such a YouTube sensation, if there was some hoax thing, he was on top of the whole thing. So this is like, I want to say, an hour or so ago. So my thing is, if, you know, knowing him, he would have already like done a video or a live stream showing like, I'm fine, if he was fine. So I think at the very least he might be, you know, indisposed. You know, he could be unconscious or something. Which, from my perspective, if he's not dead, he's just like in the hospital. Then we definitely want to confirm some stuff to make sure we're not speaking death on somebody. You know what I'm saying? From that perspective, but honestly, it was mixed emotions because a lot of Black men, you know, that was his target audience was Black men. A lot of Black men were like, you know, sending their condolences, but it was like 50-50. I ain't gonna even hold you up. Like, it was 50-50 on the social media, like with Black women. Like, half Black women I saw was like, yeah, that's what he gets, kind of thing. And the other half were like saying that, you know, it was bad that people was trying to wish death on the man, or like, you know, laughing at the fact that he died or making joke about that. So I kind of like, I have mixed emotions about it, because while I feel as though like the things that Kevin Samuel was saying were important conversations and topics to have, I think a lot of his views were not wrong. I think his delivery was just totally ridiculous. And, you know, listening to his show, because I'll listen just to listen. I never commented on his shows, but I would listen and tune in to a couple of episodes. And I just would be like, dang, why is he being so mean and harsh and rude? So I think I understand why so many women are angry or feel like, well, that's what he got. He got what he deserved, or making jokes about like, oh, one of them women who, you know, they done put a root on him and did some juju, put some bad juju on him. That's why he got what he deserved. I understand why they feel like that. I don't think it's right to feel like that about somebody, but I understand where they're coming from the standpoint, not necessarily because I believe any of the things he said about Black women are true. A lot of the things he said were, you know, very problematic. But some of the stuff he said, it was like problematic mixed with a little bit of truth. So I mean, that's why I'm like, everything that he said, it's like certain things needed to be addressed in our community, but it's just, I feel like the way he came across was wrong a lot of the time, because he would have girls on the show and he would roast the hell out of them. Like, he would belittle them to that point in my
But in life. Fairness, let me ask you this, but in fairness, because his show and his content was geared towards men and what men really wanted in regards to what he considered as being a high valued man. And I believe a lot of women would call in and subject themselves to his content, his platform, his show. I do agree to a certain extent that sometimes the delivery might be off, but a lot of the message, I believe, you know, was pretty much, in my opinion, was on point. As far as women wishing death on him and things of that nature, we all have to watch what type of juju we put out in the world. It's one thing to have a difference of opinion with somebody and to feel as if somebody might be a tad bit disrespectful, but that's what the internet is for. I mean, you can tune in to other channels. You don't have to take a person at face value, literally. You know, you can always just, you know, if it's not a YouTuber or somebody that a social media personality that you agree with, don't tune in to him. Don't listen to him. But to wish death on somebody, I'm totally against that. I mean, because I have the option to, you know, turn the channel.
I agree with you. I'm just going to say this, like, to a certain extent, that is true. But the thing about it is, a lot of Black men use that as a catalyst to be on this tirade against Black women and on this Black woman hate type shit. And that's where I don't agree with this pity Black women scenarios. Have enough stuff out there where it's like, oh, Black man ain't shit, and then you flip that to, well, Black women ain't shit either, because they got all these kids by different baby daddies. They want to be with a dude who, you know, is a thug and all this. It's like, it's perpetuating stuff, and it's creating like this divide even further. So I feel like from that standpoint, I don't know if he really truly like helped to bridge that divide. I feel that for some women, it helped them to understand how to become a better person for a certain type of man, and maybe even give them insight on like what they could be doing wrong in their dating sphere. But my whole thing is like, it's like, you're right, his channel was geared towards men, and a lot of people don't understand that because they don't know the history of Kevin Samuels. And I didn't even know the history till this dude that I used to work with, this Native American guy that I worked with, he followed Kevin Samuels from the beginning. Like, I thought it was crazy because we were talking about Kevin Samuels. He was like, yeah, I followed him before he, you know, went viral, when he started focusing his page on women. And he was like, you know, his page has always been geared towards helping men, but like when he started interviewing women, that's when he went viral. And so you're right in the sense of like he's always focused his channel on trying to help men, but I think when he tried to zero in on Black women and trying to, I guess in a certain sense, hold Black women accountable to like what he saw as like the divide in the Black family structure, the Black family structure breakdown, I think that it's a conversation that needs to be had. Like, each side, Black men and Black women, have to own up to what role we may or may not play in that. You know, but I think going around and singling Black women out and not addressing the things that Black men have done to add to that racial, that divide in the Black family structure is where I think he went wrong, in my opinion. It was like, but at the same time, that was part of the reason why he became super successful, because nobody else on the internet was being that blunt at the time.
And it's the sensationalism of everything, like you just said.
Yeah,
it was a lot of people that were not being blunt in regards to a lot of their positions on things, and you know, it still is a target audience. It's a niche audience. In regards to, you know, some of the topics and stuff like that. But it's just one of those things, until we get some type of confirmation, man. I hope that it's not true. I think that he was important and is important to the Black community. I will say this. Some things don't always need to be shared in a public sphere. You know, yeah. Some things I think need to be talked about in a closed type of setting or a closed environment, more or less.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Like, we've had several conversations, even on our platform, about the fact that issues that we deal with as a Black community, it's almost like I wish we could keep that within our community the way other communities kind of...
Right.
We don't know what other communities, right, when it comes to the whole breakdown of whatever they got going on, but everybody and their mama can have an opinion on Black people and what we go through, because I think part of it is because we overshare, but I think also part of it, you got to take it back to slavery, because some people, we've always been in a state where people feel ownership over Black people, so therefore our experiences, our voice, even if it can be made, even if we try to keep it in our community, it would get out, you know. But I think that we could control more of the narrative if we thought about it from that standpoint. Like, okay, you know, other people outside of our community knowing that there's a divide of some sort between the Black family structure, you know, if we steer the narrative of like, well, that's due to slavery and it's due to, you know, systemic racism, instead of like all this stuff on social media where we add to the discussion and we create spaces where it really doesn't even like create unity between the two sexes. I think that's the issue. You see more people online who are going to create a platform for Black women to voice their grievances about Black men, or you see a platform being made for Black men to express their grievances about Black women, but where is the in between? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the issue too. We talked about this a lot, but what were you about to say?
Unfortunately, what you're just saying is going to ring true in the event that if it's confirmed that he has passed away, because I see a lot of people from here on out using their platforms to have their differences of opinions. And I just think that when somebody passes away, whatever, however you might have felt about them, if they didn't do anything personally to you, you know, they're generally speaking, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And I just think that we as a community, we got to tread lightly when somebody passes away, because like I said, it's not like the guy I mean, at least to public knowledge, has had an effect on somebody's life to where if they appeared on his show, they couldn't find a job or they couldn't, you know, start a business or something like that. If he hasn't publicly exploited you like that, I just think that the correct thing to do would be, hey, I either agreed or disagreed with the guy's opinions or views on things, or I was somewhere in the middle, and then kind of keep it moving.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do that online, but you know, you're gonna see a lot of women especially like bashing him and saying all. So I mean, that's about to be off the chain. And I think in that sense, I do agree with the comments. Like, you know, I hate when people are always like, "Well, all you black women are doing this, proving his point. Are you doing it?" But it's like, you know, I don't know. It's hard. It's like you gotta kind of balance the, like, I get where people are coming from with that, like, oh, all we're doing is feeding into the stereotype. But at the same time, when he said those things, he's, you know, black women, we're already like attacked on a lot of different things. So when a black man says those things, it's hard for us to listen to those things or hear those things be projected out there in the universe and not directly, you know what I'm saying, about it. And I even had to, like, when I listened to his videos, have to take myself out of it. But I think, I don't know if it's bettered anything from that standpoint. I think it's open discussion, and I think it's like somebody, if he has to take that and, like, pick up wherever he's leaving off of and try to figure out how to create a platform that creates that unity. But at the same time, if you had a platform like that, would it even become viral? Because these days,
right,
things that become viral are things that are inflammatory, you know what I'm saying, make people get upset. Because when he was just talking about men on his platform for years, you know, he had a lot of strong following, and that was the glue, that was the key to why he became so successful when he did go viral, because so many black men had been following him for years and they felt like they had a voice now in how they felt about certain things. But it's at the same time, it's like he only went viral because he started saying the things that, you know, black women don't like to hear. And a lot of the things he said were low-key, like, I feel like untrue, but because I'm the type of person that I don't take it personally, because I feel as though, well, you're not talking about me. But I understand where it's like, as a black woman, I gotta feel like I have to have this ass on my back, and I gotta stand up for other black women to be like, well, why you gotta call us out like that? Why do you gotta talk about us like that? If you're gonna talk about one, you gotta talk about the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if he had roasted both like he did with black women, I think people would, you know, I don't know, it's hard. I feel like people wouldn't have as much to say, but at the same time, he might have lost that following that he built over the years with men, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I get where he was trying to go with it, you know? But again,
in fairness to him, when you have publications like The Root, which, you know, I don't take serious at all, you know, what? And I'm saying it publicly. I mean, listen to titles like, you know, when will Kevin Samuels finally be canceled? And you got to be careful with this, because I say a lot of controversial shit too, cuz. And it's like, I mean, a lot of black women, Cynthia G, talk shit. Ain't nobody trying to cancel her. So, I mean, you know, it's okay for everybody to talk shit. You don't got to agree to, you know, watch a person's content. And I just think that we really got to be careful with this whole, you know, Candace McDuffie, when will Kevin Samuels finally be canceled? I mean, The Root is a major publication in the black community, but when you have headlines and titles and stuff like that, I mean, hell, you're trying to censor somebody's fucking free speech. Not to say that, okay, with free speech, it won't come consequences and, you know, public pressure and public, you know, anticipation of people trying to get you removed from certain streaming platforms and things of that nature. But when you're going to apply that type of pressure on somebody, make sure all your ducks is in a row. That's all I'm saying. We really, as a black community as well too, we got to be careful with that, because just because we might not want to hear something, that message, the message, it might not be the way you want the message to come across, but it still is a very important message that needs to be had. And, you know, I'm not trying to contradict myself, but on a flip note, and we kind of talked about it just a few minutes ago, certain things I do think he could have, you know, if the shit is turned into a straight out exploitation of somebody's personal life, it's a private matter, and it should probably go into like a consultation at that point, or he could have, you know, just ended a lot of the calls or the video streams and stuff like that. But, you know, we just got to be careful with that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, I admittedly don't read everything that the Root posts, so I don't know. I mean, I do think that they've become such a big platform that they're kind of like the source or something like how that, or something like some other publication back in the day where, you know, you go to hear the urban news or whatever, read that. So it kind of takes away from what they used to be, which is like they used to be kind of like unbiased, you know, opinions. I mean, that they posted. Now it's like, you know,
it's completely funny, you know, to the point that it's almost unreadable when you look at the headlines and stuff like that. I mean, you know, every blue moon, it used to pop across my news feed. Now I pretty much canceled them because it's like, I mean, you got to have opposition. If everybody is agreeing and getting along, then that means one of us is not needed. You know, if we're a team and we all, if it's four of us and all four of us always agree on every little thing, then what are we really doing? You know, so it's like.
So what you're saying.
Saying
is that those kind of news publications should have, if they're going to have something like Kevin Samuels should be canceled, and they should be backing that up with the contrary or the other side of the coin is saying about, you know.
Exactly. Why Kevin Samuels should not be canceled. Exactly. You know, that's how you have a public forum or a public debate. You don't just skew the news to make it fit your narrative. I mean, you're entitled to do whatever you want to do with your publication, but then don't double back and talk about, why is all of this black division going on between black women and black men? And you have publications like that. I mean, come on now.
Honestly, it's a bigger discussion. This is why I feel like as though on our platform, we should talk. I mean, we should talk about stuff like that more, because I feel like, you know, where can you get both sides of the coin? You really can't get that from unless you have, you know, a space where black women and black men can speak where they feel on the issue and kind of like talk it out. That's what I think, that there should be a space like that, you know, because, you know, it's one thing to be inflammatory and everything like that, but it's quite another to like, okay, we're going to have the inflammatory stuff on each side, but we're going to figure out how do you come and have a meeting of the minds in between. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it needs to be a mixture.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you, but I'm really hoping that the reports are wrong, because I wouldn't wish that on anybody. He's a fairly young guy, too. He's only like 56 or something. So, like, Even from that standpoint, whether you hate him or like him or whatever, like he's a young man too. If he has passed away due to a heart attack or anything like that, then that's like very sad, because like he still was relatively young. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know. People were speculating. They were like, you know, he said all this stuff about black women's bodies and how we fat and stuff. But look at how he died young. And I just think, like, you gotta leave your opinions at the door when it comes to that stuff. Because again,
when it comes to death, I just personally think when it comes to somebody actually dying, because they're no longer here to defend themselves. And right. If you didn't like the person, you could have called into the platform and expressed how you felt then. Don't talk shit after somebody is no longer around.
Right. That's no, I agree with you on that. I'm just hoping.
As we're talking right now, because I'm looking at News One right now. Kevin Samuels' death rumor goes viral amid unverified reports of misogynistic man, you know, dead at 56. Misogynist.
Why did? Yeah, they had to throw that in there.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's like, but I get it. It's all about selling headlines. People don't write because they love journalism nowadays. It's all about headlines, controversy, because all of this shit at the end of the day is nothing but a bunch of goddamn drama, truth be told.
Yeah, you know,
it's just drama at its fucking nature. Because, you know, I try to listen and tune in on some of the live streams, but okay, I hear one or two stories about, you know, why she can't get a man and how she want to high value man. and then he tell her why she can't get one, and it's the same old shit. I don't need to, you know what I'm saying, hear this shit every night. It's just like, you know, and it was a same regurgitation of the same stupid shit, you know? And he's not the number one culprit, because it's like the women, they keep calling in. So, you know, people want to talk about the exploitation, this, that, and the third, and how he's bashing black women. Why the hell are you calling into the show? You know?
He said on a few of his episodes, he was like, these women are calling me. I'm not, you know, asking them to call me. They're calling me for advice, you know?
What this shit really is the holdover of fucking 2020 as it relates to the lockdown. A lot of people are bored. A lot of people, I ain't saying that. A lot of people really don't have a life, you know? So they look toward, you know, live stream entertainment or something to occupy them. Now, what the irony in all of that is that I could see if a woman was listening to an episode or two of his and applied the shit in the message, and vice versa for the episodes where they were geared towards more men. If they listened to a couple of episodes and then applied the shit, his platform would, you know, it would not be anything that you would have to listen to on a nightly basis, because it's like, okay, I listened to one, two, maybe three episodes of what the man had to say. I wrote down his talking points. Now I'm going to apply most of the information to my life. If I've seen that the guy, you know, if I'm able to get results from some of the advice that he's giving. But to listen to the shit all night, every night, and then complain about how the man is beating you down and talking about you, I mean, come on.
No, I'm going to tell you why they got on that show. It ain't even about that. Half of the women that got on that show got on there because they thought they was going to show him up, that they was going to, like, make him look foolish somehow by getting on there and showing, well, I'm a successful woman. I did everything right, and I still can't find a man. Or, you're not going to show me up. I think that's a big reason why women got on the show, not because they really wanted any help or anything like that. Half of them was thinking, I'm going to get on this show and I'm going to tell him what I really think, and he's not going to be able to come up with something to say to me. And it was like they failed every time, because, again, he's using this platform. This is his business, okay? You know, you got to see it like that. You coming on here on some silly shit thinking you going to try to make him look bad, but it's like he if somebody like that has been able to get to a point where they're successful on social media, they know how to play the room. They know how to direct the conversation. So it's like that whole tactic was stupid anyway, and then the next woman will fall for the same thing. So he tapped into women's insecurity. I'm not even gonna say black women, because
just women's insecurity in general. Yeah. I would agree with that, because the career woman that would call into his show, and I know what you mean when you say like the career woman, when they would call into his show, they would call in with all of their credentials and their resume, et cetera, et cetera. And the conversation would be so basic, because he would say something so simple that I agree with 100%. A woman would name all of her accreditations, how many businesses she owns, how financially successful she is. And you would simply hit him with, we don't give a shit, referring to men. Like, most men do not give a shit about that. You know, so it's like, you talking about, well, I have my own this, that, and the third. You're just basically saying you're an adult. So it's like, you want stripes for you being an adult?
No, right. I wouldn't say that. There are women that have actually accomplished a lot of stuff. I mean, black women, you know.
No, I get that. But what the narrative was, like you just said, a lot of them were trying to come onto the show, the platform, to try to, I guess, vindicate themselves of some type of insecurity that they might have had as to why they didn't have a man. And to his point, like I said, if you notice, most of those conversations with the career women, it went left, because they would come on with the mindset, well, yeah, he can't talk about me because I have my shit together, right? Mm-hmm. But then you got your shit together. Whoop-de-doo, that's cool. Good for you. But that's not what men want to hear about. That's why you don't have a man, is what I think the message, you know, from the episodes that I caught there, he was trying to convey to a lot of the women.
Yeah, you know, but the thing about it is, though, like I said, even if somebody had a show where they talked about what men really want, what women really want, would anybody actually listen to that? I mean, literally, because that's what I don't know. I don't know if people are actually going tune into something like that, because at the end of the day, they're gonna be like, "Well, how? Why should I listen to you?" You know, and the only reason why they're listening to Kevin Samuels is because he's saying things that they don't like, even because it's like that's the whole key to him being, you know, this YouTube sensation. Is he said all the things men want to say or certain men want to say and haven't or don't say. You know, that's gonna, you know, invoke a reaction. He's trying to get a reaction out to you. So listen. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, listen to the irony of what you just said. They don't like what he's saying, but they're calling in.
Right. Listen, that's what sells now.
Human nature.
Controversy. Human nature is, you know, you're gonna talk about me, so I'm gonna get to that. If you try to hit him with nothing but positivity, then it's hard for people to want to listen to that. So it's like people will remember something bad that someone said to them before they will remember something good. People remember 10 no's before they remember one yes, you know, or people remember, there's some quote like, you know, if somebody complimented you, if 10 people complimented you and two people said something negative, you're going to remember that negative thing over all the things, the positive things people say. And that's true on social media. You know, even when I watched the comments and the black men were like, oh, these hoes, they ain't shit. Look at them talking shit about him and his death. Well, right under that comment, there's 10 black women saying, this isn't right for us to be talking about this man when he's dead. So they didn't, you know, skim past all that because they only laser focused on what's going to make them, what's going to add to their thoughts already that, you know, black women ain't shit. You know, and the same thing with black women. Black women, if you already feel like black men ain't shit, you're going to scroll black men on the post that's complimenting, that's saying, no, we should be treating black women better, and you're gonna zero focus on the comments where the black dude's like, this is why I get with white women. You know, it's just how people think, you know, and it's hard to unlearn that, you know.
Right. So, I totally agree. You're absolutely right. The bottom line is that, you know, people, unfortunately, don't got a lot of shit going on.
I don't think it's that. I think it's that people focus on negative shit all the time.
They got time to still tune in to that kind of shit is what I'm saying. You know, that's
look, they got time today. When you talking about me, I got time today, okay? That's what they said. But no, we'll stay tuned and see, you know, hopefully the rumors are not true, but it sounded more and more like they are because he hasn't commented, so you know, right. But hopefully prayers up, you know, I would want to wish
right. And I'm looking now as we're having this conversation because I still, like I said, have yet to find an actual verifiable news
reliable. Well, it's gonna come out tonight, you know, anytime some stuff comes out, you know, honestly, people wait till there's verified sources because
Mark Lamont Hill just said, so now I've got confirmation from multiple sources that Kevin Samuels has passed away. He's trending right now, Mark Lamont Hill, which
I don't know who that is.
You know, you don't know Mark Lamont Hill?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it looks like you've seen some of his stuff. Yeah, you probably just can't put a face to the name right now. Yeah.
But usually, like, people wait till they have verified sources now because you know, when Kobe died and TMZ did that whole thing, like, they really got back a lot of backlash behind leaking the story before there was, like, any real confirmation. I mean, because they were, like, Johnny on the spot with the stuff, you know? So people got really angry with that. And honestly, I think they were involved in a lawsuit behind that, you know? I think Kobe's wife either sued them or is still suing them behind that. But I think it's like there's something to be said for that. Like, let the family get the information first and decide if they want to go public with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, his family deserves privacy, and my condolences to his family. I think he had a couple of daughters or a daughter. Yeah. So, you know, my condolences. And
that's another thing. They kept calling the man gay. That was another thing.
Shit. Well,
wait.
is he? What is the man?
Is you ain't my constituent?
I mean, come on, who gives a fuck? That kind of shit. I mean, a lot of these guys are DL and stuff like that, you know. But whether the guy is or he's not, I recall some shit about them saying that he had a man in the bed. I remember it came across my channel screen. I was like, man, I ain't clicking on this stupid ass shit. They ain't talking about a motherfucking thing. If I could give a fuck whether or not he got a dude or a woman. I think the message was on point. So, unfortunately, if he is gone, we lost a viable, you know, source of information, man. But I think somebody, to your point, somebody can, you know, pick up the ball and keep the ball rolling. That's all we can do is go forward.
Yep, I agree with that. But the only part I don't agree with is viable source. I don't know. That's debatable.
He has a voice.
He had a voice. Has had or whatever past tense or present tense.
The one thing I would say viable from the standpoint of, I did see one episode where I guess he had some type of Facebook group and he interviewed multiple couples that ended up getting married. And, that it might have been a single man and a single woman. And they came together underneath his private group and they ended up getting married. So, you know.
He has a lot of examples where he helped people find what they were looking for, a high value man, a high value woman. I just wish his platform pushed that more than to go in with this black woman this is why you single because you're fat and you're ugly, you know, like,
but all, like what is
this, the color purple? What the heck? Like, this ain't Steely from the Color Purple, dude. Like, we're not about to do that right now, going in on, I don't know, I don't know. I don't like his delivery, I think the way his intent with his page, I could see where he was trying to go with it, but it just was hard for me because at the same time, there was so much fuckery going on that I just feel like that clouded everything, in my opinion. So I'm more so neutral on him. I'm like, you know, I don't like him, I don't hate him. I'm just like, you know, he wasn't saying anything that was adding to my life and what I got going on.
Right, that's how I kind of looked at it too. But I can respect the man's work as a fellow YouTuber as well. And, you know, for us being in a social media sphere, I can respect the grind and the hustle. I mean, yeah, it's not no easy shit. So it's like, from that standpoint, that's what I'm hearing when I say, like, you know, a viable source. And just in terms of the content creation, you know, the ability to be able to grind and put forth good content, man, it's not no easy shit. So it's like, it looks easy to the viewers and people who just, you know, hop on and watch something, but it's not easy at all. Yeah. So,
yeah, from that standpoint, I mean, I will say he was self-made. And so there's something to be said for someone who, you know, figures out how to become successful. You know what I'm saying? When it's there's so many different odds stacked up against you. So with that being said, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels, if the reports are true. If not, you know, hopefully, if he is ill or anything, he gets better soon.
No doubt.
All right. I'll talk to you later, cuz.
All right, cuz.
All right, bye.
I'm Dre Chili.
And I'm AZ Shan.
Make sure you guys subscribe to all of our platforms that we're located on. And please support. And we look forward to uploading more material.
Thank you.